right, everybody. My name is Shannon Davis, the Omega Man. And welcome aboard to a program that God gave me the title for. It's called Speak My Word. We go through the Word of God together. We're going to be tonight in 1 Kings 23. I think that's where we left off. It's been a few days ago since our last episode. I think the best place to start is just to open up in prayer. Father Yehovah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come to you today, tonight, from around the world tuning in. This is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every one of us tonight, our family, our loved ones, our country, over Israel tonight, God. Go before Israel and be its defense. Thank you for this opportunity to read your word, God. We invite the Holy Spirit of God to come, unlock the scripture for us, teach us your word and your ways, Lord Jesus. Forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of pride, arrogance, doubt and unbelief, fear, all of our sins, known and unknown, back to the very first thought, word, deed, gesture, and action. I ask tonight in Jesus Christ's name. God, put a hedge of protection, a wall of fire from Zechariah 2 and 5 around each one of us and around Israel. Also, I pray the same, God, for RFK Jr. tonight and Donald Trump, God. Protect them. We ask, God, tonight that you would uncover what has been covered in the political realm, the governments, with the WHO, the CDC, the World Economic Forum, God. Uncover the plans of the enemy. Expose it. We pray tonight in Jesus' name. Let the enemy's plans be scuttled and come to naught. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, help us all to be prepared to endure what is coming and endure to the end, that we can receive a new name on a white stone as overcomers. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Also, Satan, we put you on notice that we're attacking you from our position of authority seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in the highest of the heavenlies with the sword of the Lord, which is the word of God. And we bind you and bind every demonic force that's been sent against any of us. We rebuke you and command you to go. Go to where Jesus sent you. Let every curse and all witchcraft sin against us be broken right now. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. We also ask, God, that you loose confusion on the camp of the enemy. Spin their minds around like tops. Loose into them a spirit of babble that the demons cannot even communicate with one another. Loose civil war in their midst. Let them fall on their own swords, into their own traps. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. We're going to go to 1 Kings chapter 23. There is no chapter 23. That means we are now going into 2 Kings. Then Moab rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab. And Ahaziah fell down through a lattice in his upper chamber that was in Samaria and was sick. And he sent messengers and said unto them, go inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover of this disease. But the angel of Jehovah said unto Elijah the Tishbite, Arise, go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria, and say unto them, Is it not because there is not a God in Israel that ye go to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron? Now therefore, thus saith Jehovah, Thou shalt not come down from that bed on which thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. And Elijah departed. And when the messengers turned back unto him, he said unto them, Why are ye now turned back? And they said unto him, There came a man up to meet us, and said unto us, Go, turn again unto the king that sent you, and say unto him, Thus saith Jehovah, Is it not because there is not a God in Israel, that thou sendest to inquire Beelzebub, the god of Ekron? Therefore thou shalt not come down from that bed on which thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. And he said unto them, What manner of man was he which came up to meet you, and told you these words? And they answered him, He was a hairy man, and girt with a girdle of leather about his loins. And he said, It's Elijah the Tishbite. Then the king sent unto him a captain of 50 with his 50. And he went up to him, and behold, he sat on top of a hill. And he spake unto him, Thou man of God, the king hath said, Come down. And Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, If I be a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And there came down fire from heaven and consumed him and his 50. Again also, he sent unto him another captain of 50, with his 50, and answered and said unto him, O man of God, thus hath the king said, Come down quickly. Elijah answered and said unto them, If I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. The fire of God came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. And he sent again a captain of the third 50 with his 50. And the third captain of 50 went up and came and fell on his knees before Elijah and besought him and said unto him, O man of God, I pray thee, let my life and the life of these 50 thy servants be precious in thy sight. And the angel of Jehovah said unto Elijah, Go down with him, be not afraid of him. And he arose and went down with him unto the king. And he said unto him, Thus saith Jehovah, Forasmuch as thou hast sent messengers to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, is it not because there is no God in Israel to inquire of his word? Therefore thou shalt not come down off thy bed, by which thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. So he died according to the word of Jehovah, which Elijah had spoken. And Jehoram reigned in his stead in the second year of Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, because he had no son. Now the rest of the acts of Ahaziah, which he did, are they not written in the books of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? You know, as I'm reading this tonight, I think about how often we hear about people who went to a occult source for either word about their future or even for healing. Happens all the time. People go to a shaman, witch doctor. They go by different names. Some Santeria practitioner, some Bruja. And they go in and they might try to heal them with some type of ritual. Could be an egg cleansing ritual. Might be the sacrifice of a chicken. blowing smoke on them. But you're not going to see any results there. Going to a Reiki healer. The devil's not a healer, folks. He's a killer. And you're wasting your money and your time. Not to mention, you bring a curse on yourself above and beyond what you already got going on in your life. Because to God, it's an abomination. That goes the same for trying to find out about your future. The psychics do not know your future. Now, they can tell you very accurately things of your past, because they channel a familiar spirit, a demon. And that demon knows all about you and I and our family line, and can tell you things that no one else would know except you and the demon. So they deceive people. They'll give them details to gain their confidence of things that have happened in the past. And then the person says, well, they were accurate about that, and then I'm going to trust them for my future. And you curse yourself. As Wynne Worley taught, brings a curse to the third and the fourth generation. It's backed up with the Bible. So don't do it to begin with. And if you've done it, you've got to repent and quick and quickly. If you repent, ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you. Confess you did it. Renounce it. Admit that it was wrong. And repent. Don't go back and do it again. You can break that curse in Jesus' name and lift it. Because it's a death curse. It's poison. Sooner or later, it'll kill you and I. We don't break it. Sadly, this king died because he went to another source for healing. He went to a demon. Second Kings chapter 2. And it came to pass, when Jehovah would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for Jehovah hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as Jehovah liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that Jehovah will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for Jehovah hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, as Jehovah liveth, and as thy soul lives, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, do you know that Jehovah will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee, here, for Jehovah hath sent me to Jordan. And he said, as Jehovah liveth, and as thy soul lives, I will not leave thee. And they two went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went, and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle, and wrapped it together, and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. It came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for you, before I be taken away from you. And Elijah said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, shall be so unto thee. But if not, shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of him, of his own clothes, and rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and smote the waters, and said, "Where is Yahovah, God of Elijah?" And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted here and there. And Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, "The spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha." And they came to meet him, and bowed themselves to the ground before him. They said to him, "Behold now, there be with thy servants 50 strong men. Let them go, we pray thee, and seek thy master. Lest peradventure the spirit of Yahovah had taken him up and cast him upon some mountain or into some valley." And he said, "Ye shall not send." And when they urged him until he was ashamed, he said, "Send." They sent therefore 50 men, and they looked for Elijah for 3 days, but found him not. When they came again to Elisha, for he tarried at Jericho, he said unto them, "Did I not send you? Go not." And the men of the city said unto Elisha, "Behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord sees, but the water is not, and the ground is barren." And Elisha said, "Bring me a new cruse, and put salt therein." And they brought it to him. And he went forth unto the spring of the waters, and cast the salt in there, and said, "Thus saith Yahovah, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land." So the waters were healed unto this day, according to the saying of Elisha which he spake. And Elisha went up from there unto Bethel. And as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city, and mocked him, and said to him, "Go up, thou bald head. Go up, thou bald head." And he turned back and looked on them, and cursed them in the name of Yahovah. And there came forth 2 she-bears out of the wood, and tare 42 children of them. And he went from there to Mount Carmel, and from thence Elisha returned unto Samaria. Second Kings chapter 3. Now Jehoram, the son of Ahab, began to reign over Israel and Samaria, the 18th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and reigned 12 years. And he wrought evil in the sight of Yahovah, but not like his father and like his mother. For he put away the image of Baal that his father had made. Nevertheless, he cleaved unto the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, which made Israel to sin. He departed not therefrom. And Mesha, king of Moab, was a sheepmaster, and rendered unto the king of Israel 100,000 lambs and 100,000 rams with the wool. But it came to pass when Ahab was dead that the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel. And King Jehoram went out of Samaria the same time and numbered all Israel. And he went and sent to Jehoshaphat the king of Judah and said, "The king of Moab has rebelled against me. Will you go with me against Moab to battle?" And he said, "I will go up. I am as thou art. My people is thy people, and my horses is thy horses." And he said, "Which way shall we go up?" And he answered, "The way through the wilderness of Edom." So the king of Israel went, and the king of Judah, and the king of Edom, they fetched a compass of 7 days' journey. There was no water for the host and for the cattle that followed them. And the king of Israel said, "Alas, that Yahovah hath called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab." But Jehoshaphat said, "Is there not here a prophet of Yahovah, that we may inquire of Yahovah by him?" And one of the king of Israel's servants answered and said, "Here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, which poured water on the hands of Elijah." And Jehoshaphat said, "The word of Yahovah is with him." So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to Elisha. And Elisha said unto the king of Israel, "What have I to do with thee? Get thee to the prophets of thy father and to the prophets of thy mother." The king of Israel said unto him, "Nay, for Yahovah hath called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab." And Elisha said, "As Yahovah of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely, were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat the king of Judah, I would not look toward thee nor see thee. But now bring me a minstrel." It came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of Yahovah came upon him. And he said, "Thus saith Yahovah, make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith Yahovah, ye shall see not see wind, neither shall ye see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water. Ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beast. And this is but a light thing in the sight of Yahovah. He will deliver the Moabites also into your hand. And ye shall smite every fenced city and every choice city, and shall fell every good tree, and stop all wells of water, and mar every good piece of land with stones." And it came to pass in the morning, when the meat offering was offered, that behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. And when all the Moabites heard that the kings were come up to fight against them, they gathered all that were able to put on armor, and upward, and stood in the border. And they rose up early in the morning, and the sun shone upon the water, and the Moabites saw the water on the other side as red as blood. They said, "This is blood. The kings are surely slain, and they've smitten one another. Now therefore, Moab, to the spoil." And when they came to the camp of Israel, the Israelites rose up and smote the Moabites, so that they fled before them. But they went forward, smiting the Moabites even in their country. And they beat down the cities, and on every good piece of land cast every man his stone and filled it. And they stopped all the wells of water and felled all the good trees. Only in Kirhareseth left they the stones thereof, and howbeit the slingers went about it and smote it. And when the king of Moab saw the battle was too sore for them, he took with him 700 men that drew swords to break through even unto the king of Edom. But they could not. Then he took his eldest son that should have reigned in his stead and offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall. There was great indignation against Israel, and they departed from him and returned to their own land.